turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they made of pure soul, building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the custom king of the SEO show.
So, imagine for a second that you're holding the absolute number one spot on Google.
Right. The holy grail.
Exactly. The holy grail of the internet. I mean, this is the ranking you've probably spent, you know, years and tens of thousands of dollars to secure.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. And then you check your analytics today and your organic traffic has just plummeted, like, completely to zero.
Wow.
And the craziest part is, last Friday, so May 22, 2026, for millions of websites, that drop wasn't a glitch.
No, it was a feature.
Exactly. It was a feature. Google officially killed the traditional search box. They replaced 25 years of us, you know, typing broken keyword phrases into a blank screen with a conversational AI prompt.
Yeah, I mean, the directory era of the internet just effectively burned to the ground last Friday. It's wild.
It really is.
We are no longer navigating this this web of 10 blue links. The whole infrastructure shifted completely to an Oracle model.
An Oracle model, yeah.
Right? Where a user types in this really complex question, and the engine just synthesizes a definitive answer directly on the results page. There are no underlying links to click, no, you know, external websites to visit at all.
Which, I mean, let's be honest, sounds incredibly convenient for you as a user.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you are a business owner or a creator or really anyone who relies on inbound traffic to survive, you are suddenly facing this catastrophic visibility crisis.
You're completely blindsided.
Exactly. And so that is our mission for this deep dive today. We're pulling from two really urgent, highly technical briefings that just came out from Austin Code Monkey.
Right. They're a specialized SEO and AI search optimization firm down in Texas, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so we're going to break down the actual mechanics of this zero-click reality they're talking about. We'll look at why traditional ranking metrics are basically giving you a false sense of security now.
A very dangerous false sense of security.
Yeah. And then we'll map out exactly how you need to restructure your digital footprint so the machines just don't, you know, erase you completely.
Well, what's fascinating here is that this isn't just a simple design update,
right?
Or like a subtle UI change.
Right.
It's a fundamental rewiring of how human beings actually retrieve knowledge.
Right.
And because the psychological behavior of the user is changing so fast, the underlying architecture of how businesses structure their data, it just has to change with it.
It has to.
Yeah. We are moving from this era of navigation straight into an era of synthesis.
Okay, let's unpack this because I want to give you, the listener, an analogy to really sort of visualize the sheer scale of the mechanics at play here.
I love analogies. Lay it on me.
Okay, so imagine you've spent the last decade building this stunning storefront on like the busiest commercial street in the world.
Okay.
You've optimized the window displays. You have the absolute best signage. You basically command all the foot traffic.
You're dominating.
But then overnight, the city just reroutes everyone into this subterranean tunnel system.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And down in that tunnel, there's this highly efficient personal shopper. They take the customer shopping list, they sprint up to the street, run into your store, grab exactly what they need, and bring it back down to the customer.
That is, yeah, that's incredibly accurate.
Right. So the customer gets what they want instantly, but they never see your sign. They never browse any of your other inventory. Mm-hmm. I mean, they never even know your store exists in the first place.
And that right there is the zero-click reality we're living in now.
Exactly.
And the mechanism driving that personal shopper, it's purely defensive on Google's part, to be clear.
How so?
Well, for the last 2 years, platforms like ChatGPT and Perplexity, they haven't just been eating Google's lunch. They've been taking the Tupperware, too.
Taking the Tupperware. I like that.
It's true. User habits just evolved so rapidly. Instead of searching, you know, best running shoes, flat feet, and then opening three different tabs to cross-reference reviews.
Which is what we all used to do. Exactly. But users were training themselves to just open ChatGPT and command it. Like, I have flat feet, I weigh 180 pounds, and I want to start running. Give me the exact model of shoe I should buy, explain why, and tell me where it's on sale.
Yeah, they just wanted the destination, not the map, to get there.
Right. And Google finally realized that if they didn't provide that fully baked destination right there on their own search results page, users would just abandon their ecosystem entirely.
So they integrated AI directly to just stop the bleeding.
Exactly.
But okay, let me play devil's advocate for a second here, because I know people are thinking this.
Go for it.
Google's survival strategy is essentially cannibalizing the original content that I created, right? Like, yeah, they are literally scraping my hard work, my research, my proprietary data, and using it to train their own language model's response.
Yeah.
And then they're just keeping the user captive on their own domain. That feels like theft.
I mean, you're not wrong. That is the brutal calculus of the current web right now.
Hmm.
Google is doing exactly that. And they really aren't apologizing for it.
Yeah.
The Austin Code Monkey briefings actually point out that this zero-click phenomenon, it was already accelerating way before last Friday.
Really? Like, how much?
Even previously, more than half of all Google searches ended without a single click.
Wait, more than half?
Yeah. More than 50%, because users were just skimming those little preview snippets and featured boxes at the top of the page.
Oh, right. The featured snippet.
Exactly. So this rollout of the conversational interface, it simply takes that existing user friction and engineers it completely out of existence. If your business model relies on, you know, top of funnel informational content to drive lead generation.
Yeah.
That top of funnel traffic is effectively gone. Period.
Wow. Okay. So if the traffic is dropping just because the AI is serving the answer at the top of the page, I mean, it begs the question, does traditional Google ranking even matter anymore?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right. Because we have all spent the last decade basically treating page one as the ultimate finish line.
Right. And the data from these briefings suggests that the old finish line is now merely a preliminary qualifying heat.
A qualifying heat.
Yeah, I mean, ranking high just gets your data into the pool of potential sources the AI might look at. But it absolutely does not guarantee your brand actually makes it into the final synthesized output.
And the statistics in these sources prove that point in a really terrifying way.
Yeah, the numbers are wild.
So Austin Code Monkey ran this massive diagnostic. They looked at 500 commercial keywords running through 4,300 distinct AI prompts.
A really solid sample size.
Very solid. And what they found is that if you hold the prestigious, highly coveted number one spot on traditional Google search right now,
yeah,
your brand is only mentioned in the AI synthesized answer 31.4% of the time.
Less than a third.
Less than a third. The number one spot. And if you fall to position number four, which, by the way, is still highly respected in legacy SEO.
Oh, yeah. People would kill for position four.
Exactly. But your inclusion rate plummets to a dismal 2.6%.
2.6%. That is just brutal.
Yeah.
And you have to consider the financial stakes of that drop-off.
Yeah. Lay the numbers out.
The briefings highlight that brands who just ignored this shift toward AI search, they saw a 28% drop in returns in 2024.
Ouch.
Right. Meanwhile, the early adopters who actually pivoted their strategy, they saw a 144% increase in returns by 2025.
That is a massive gap.
And that gap is only going to widen exponentially now that the legacy search box is completely gone.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, though. Because it's like having the number one best-selling book on the New York Times list, right?
Okay.
But your local librarian completely refuses to recommend it to anyone who walks in and asks for a good book.
Yes. That's exactly it.
It doesn't matter how high you rank mathematically if the entity that's actually speaking to the customer just ignores you.
Precisely.
And the crazy thing is, it's not just Google's own AI exhibiting this behavior. The sources noted that ChatGPT citations that pull from Google's top organic results, those dropped from 76% down to 38% in just a single year.
In 1 year, the models are diverging.
Yeah. They're building their own trust graphs now. So my question for you is, if the LLMs aren't strictly citing Google's top results anymore, what underlying data sets are they actually trusting?
Okay, so the answer to that lies in the actual mechanics of how generative search engines process information, specifically through this system called the ARAG framework.
ARAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation, right?
Exactly. So a legacy search engine, right? It crawls the web and builds this massive static index based on keyword density and link authority.
Sure.
But an LLM using RAG operates entirely differently. When a user inputs a prompt, the AI does not consult a pre-ranked list. It executes this real-time retrieval step.
So it's happening live.
Live. It deploys a clustering algorithm to fetch a highly selective, very small batch of trusted pages. And once it pulls those pages into its context window, the generation step kicks in, where it synthesizes all that raw data into a conversational answer.
Okay, so if I'm not in that small batch.
Right. If your page isn't selected during that split-second retrieval phase, you have absolutely zero visibility.
Wow. Okay, so how do we get into that retrieval phase? The briefings outline four mandatory pillars to survive this, right?
Yeah. Topical authority, trust signals, clean structure, and fresh content.
Let's drill down into the structure component first, because the advice from Austin Code Monkey here completely upends the traditional content playbook.
It really does. It's a total reversal.
Because for years, the internet was just plagued by these sprawling 2,000-word articles, right? Where you had to scroll past this massive introduction and like the history of the concept and three separate ads.
Just to find the recipe at the very bottom.
Exactly. Okay. Just to find the actual answer at the bottom of the page. But Austin Code Monkey states that if you bury the lead like that today, the RJ parser will just abandon your site completely.
Yeah, and the mechanism behind that abandonment, it's tied directly to the AI's token limits and its processing efficiency.
What do you mean by token limits?
Well, an LLM crawler isn't a human reading for leisure, right? It is parsing purely for data extraction.
Okay.
When the algorithm pulls a web page, it often only chunks the first few kilobytes of text to evaluate its relevance. So if your most definitive answer doesn't live cleanly in those first two paragraphs, the parser just assumes the page lacks strike utility.
So it just bails.
It bails and moves on to a competitor's site that is structured more efficiently.
That makes total sense. You essentially have to write like an investigative journalist now.
Yes.
You lead with the punchline and then you support it with data underneath.
Exactly.
And speaking of underneath, the briefings also stress that the actual HTML coding of your website has to be flawlessly clean now.
Oh, this is huge.
Yeah, the parser needs really clear heading tags, highly compartmentalized sections, and specifically FAQ blocks that utilize schema markup at the bottom of your pages.
Right, because if your code is bloated with heavy JavaScript or, you know, overly complex formatting,
yeah,
the crawler just burns right through its allocated crawl budget, hits a dead end, and literally drops you from the retrieval pool.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Structure is essentially the syntax you use to communicate with the machine.
Okay, so structure is one thing, but the RAG framework also fundamentally changes how trust is evaluated, doesn't it?
Completely. I mean, like, for the last 20 years, the foundational currency of the whole internet was the backlink.
Right.
The entire SEO industry was basically based on the premise that if a high authority domain hard-coded a hyperlink over to your domain, it passed numerical value to you. It was essentially a vote of confidence.
But wait, if the mathematical weight of traditional backlinks is depreciating, and the new king of trust, according to these sources, is brand mentions, I assume that means that AI doesn't even care about the physical hyperlink anymore. Like, is it just utilizing sentiment analysis to see if human beings are gossiping about my business out in the wild?
If we connect this to the bigger picture,
yeah,
that is the exact paradigm shift taking place right now.
Really? Gossip?
Well, semantic proximity and human consensus, technically. But yeah, essentially digital gossip.
Wow.
The LLM scans platforms like Reddit, YouTube comments, industry forums, all of it. If it constantly sees your brand name clustered within, say, 10 words of the phrase best enterprise CRM.
Okay.
The neural network organically strengthens the association between your brand and that topic. Mm-hmm. The physical hyperlink is completely irrelevant.
That is wild.
Right? The organic context of the conversation is what actually trains the AI to cite you as an authority.
Which requires a total rewiring of how marketing departments even operate.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you can no longer treat your website as the center of the digital universe where every external campaign is just a funnel trying to drag people back to your domain.
Nope. Those days are over.
In a zero-click world, your website isn't the whole product anymore. Your presence across the entire internet is.
Exactly. The AI is reading the whole room.
Reading the room, yeah.
It's evaluating the cultural consensus of your brand across all these third-party platforms. So if you aren't active in the trenches of Reddit or generating organic discussion in YouTube comment sections,
then what?
Then the LLM simply determines you aren't a culturally relevant authority. And that holds true regardless of how fast your actual website loads or how good your content is.
It's just holistic relevance rather than manufactured authority.
Exactly. But man, there's an incredibly frustrating technical landmine buried in this whole transition.
Oh yeah, the briefings mention this.
Yeah, because you could restructure your content perfectly, right? You could maintain flawless HTML and totally dominate the sentiment analysis over on Reddit.
Uh-huh.
But a single line of legacy code can render all of that effort completely useless.
You're talking about the robots.txt file disaster?
Yes, the robots.txt file.
So the briefings cite this recent diagnostic of 140 million websites, and it revealed that a staggering 6% of them are actively, accidentally blocking AI crawlers right now.
It's mind-blowing.
6%. That is millions of businesses heavily investing in marketing, completely unaware that they are literally locking the front door to the very machines trying to index them.
It is the ultimate unforced error.
Seriously.
For those who might not know, the robots.txt file is just a simple set of instructions that tells automated bots how to interact with your server.
Right.
And years ago, developers routinely added these blanket disallow commands just to prevent random scrapers from overloading their server bandwidth.
Makes sense at the time.
Right. But today, if that file contains a legacy block against GPT bot or Perplexity bot or Google Extended,
the LLM just walks away.
It simply honors the request and walks away.
Yeah.
The neural network never even ingests your perfectly optimized content.
It's the digital equivalent of spending $1 million on a massive billboard campaign, but then letting a rogue intern throw a giant tarp over it just because they thought the paint might fade in the sun.
That is, yes, that's a painfully accurate way to put it.
Seriously, if you are listening to this right now, the very moment we finish, you need to navigate to your domain.com/robots.txt and just audit it.
Double check it.
Ensure you aren't actively instructing the future of the internet to ignore you.
Definitely. But, you know, resolving those crawl blocks only allows you to actually compete. It transitions us to the final really critical problem outlined by Austin CodeMonkey.
Right. Measurement.
Measurement. Because if traditional Google ranking is functionally obsolete and your organic click-through traffic is tanking due to inline synthesis.
Yeah.
Tracking your keyword position on a list that literally no one looks at anymore is an exercise in futility.
We have to completely throw away the legacy dashboards.
Learn them.
Yeah, burn them. The new metric that actually correlates to business visibility is called AI share of voice. So instead of obsessing over whether you rank number one for, I don't know, Austin Plumber.
Yeah, Austin Plumber.
The new methodology requires you to continuously prompt the AI directly. You literally ask it to recommend a reliable plumber in Austin.
And then what?
And then you mathematically calculate how often your business is mentioned versus the guy down the street.
Ah, so you're measuring your actual presence within the synthesis itself?
Exactly. And the data from the sources indicates that you must fragment this tracking across multiple different models based on user adoption.
That makes sense. They don't all pull the same data.
Right. Currently, ChatGPT drives 78% of LLM referral traffic.
Wow, 78%.
Yeah, massive. Hmm. While Gemini accounts for roughly 12%. So calculating your AI share of voice across these specific neural networks that provides the only accurate reflection of your market penetration in a zero-click ecosystem.
So if we pull all of this together, what does this all actually mean for the listener?
Well, it means May 22nd wasn't just a warning shot, you know? Google didn't roll out a cute little beta test. They deployed the main event.
The point of no return.
Exactly. And the businesses that aggressively restructure their digital architecture for this Argus framework today, the ones who condense their answers, clean up their HTML, cultivate brand consensus in the comment sections, and obsess over their AI share of voice.
Yeah.
They are going to compound a massive, nearly insurmountable competitive advantage over the next 2 years.
I agree completely.
While the businesses that stubbornly cling to the old SEO playbook, just hoping those 10 blue links will magically return, they are going to hemorrhage market share they can never, ever win back.
The transition period is officially over. The underlying architecture of digital discovery has been permanently rewritten.
Well, thank you for helping us map out the mechanics of this digital earthquake today.
Oh, anytime.
And to briefly recap the absolute essentials for you, the listener, so you can go execute on this immediately. Number one, the traditional search box is dead, and the era of zero-click AI synthesis is the new default.
Right.
Number two, stop burying the lead. Structure your pages so the most definitive data-rich answers live right in those first two paragraphs to satisfy the AI's token efficiency.
Crucial.
Number three, recognize that mathematical backlinks are losing their power. You need to prioritize building organic semantic brand consensus on platforms like Reddit.
Go where the people are talking.
Exactly. Number four, audit your robots.txt file today to ensure you aren't blocking the LLM crawlers by mistake. And finally, delete your legacy rank trackers and begin measuring your AI share of voice.
You know, this raises an important question, though.
Oh.
Because theory is useless without execution, right? As you audit your digital presence this week, you have to look objectively at your content and ask yourself, are you still writing for a patient human who wants to casually browse a magazine? Or have you adapted to optimize for a ruthless machine synthesizer that demands immediate data extraction?
That's a stark contrast.
It is. But your brand survival over the next 36 months depends entirely on knowing the difference.
That is a perfect transition to the final thought I want to leave you with today. Just something to mull over as you navigate the architecture of this weird new internet.
Let's hear it.
If the AI is performing all the actual retrieval, right? It's reading the code and synthesizing the data. And we humans are only ever reading the AI's clean little summaries on the results page.
Yeah.
Are we rapidly approaching a future where websites are no longer designed to be visually appealing to humans at all?
Oh, wow.
Will the websites of tomorrow just abandon user interface entirely, functioning simply as raw, brutally ugly data feeds optimized solely for the voracious appetite of a machine?
Just blocks of code and text?
Exactly. Just think about that the next time you find yourself obsessing over the exact color scheme of your homepage. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Austin Code Monkey. Working all night, SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.